Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today I want to talk about giving up. Well, actually it's more the opposite of giving up. This idea of not giving up, of keeping on, even when things are hard. Now, do you ever find that sometimes it feels like you put out extra effort and you're able to keep going, you're able to keep your attitude good, you're able to stay happy, you're able to rejoice even though, you know, things seem hard, and then something else happens? One more thing just lands on you, and it's this extra thing to have to deal with, and you just say, you know, I just can't do it. I just can't handle this. And you give up. And when you give up, you allow yourself to make choices you shouldn't make. You say things you shouldn't say. You think about people in ways that you shouldn't. Well, what I find helpful in those kind of situations is simply the reminder that God wants us to keep going. You know, maybe that's too simple. I don't know if it works for you or not. I hope it does. But for me, when I'm reminded that God says, I know it's hard, I've made it hard on purpose. When God says that and then says, but I want you to keep going, to keep trying. When I know that, I feel like I've lost my excuse. I feel like I've lost that excuse that says, oh yeah, things have been hard, and now you deserve to have a bad attitude. You deserve to get mad at everyone else. Remembering that God wants us to keep going takes away that excuse. And so I just want to consider a couple of verses that remind us of this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul explains that God wants us to be steadfast, he says. This is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. What Paul is saying here, this is in the context of the resurrection, right? And so he's saying, keep going. Even when it feels like you can't. Even when you feel like that's all you've been doing. You've been going and going and going and you can't go further. He says, be steadfast. Be steady. Hold on. Because you know that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. You know that there's the resurrection. You know that the greatest enemy can't compete with God. So be steadfast, because God has more power. Power over death, even, than we could fathom. Now, just a couple books later, the Apostle Paul talks about this topic again. He reminds us not to give up, that we have to keep going. Even when it's hard, we take one step, then the next step. And so, in fact, he says that continuing on, holding on and not giving up, is part of our duty to God. Galatians chapter 6. In Galatians 6 verse 9, he says, and let us not grow weary of doing good. So he says, we can't. We can't stop. You know, when we say we're tired, we can't do it anymore. We can't keep having this good attitude. Paul says, well, we have to. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And so, in fact, Paul places our own reward on whether or not we give up. We have to keep going. We have to be steadfast. We have to be immovable. We have to overcome. And so I think the key to this is not just, you know, willpower and saying, that's right, I'm going to be strong, and when I feel like falling apart, when I feel like giving in, giving up, I'm just going to tell myself, well, get with it. Be tougher, be stronger. That's not the answer. The answer is to remember that we serve the God who can help our unbelief. We serve the God who can take us when we say, I can't do it anymore, and can turn us around so that we say, I can. It's God's work. And so the key is not willpower. The key is God power. The key is turning to God in that moment where you say, I want to give up. I can't do it right now. I want to just get frustrated. I want to just give in to this anger that I have or to this sadness. And I don't know what to do, but I know I have to be steadfast. Help me. And God does. So this week, let's remember that we aren't to give up. And that it isn't just by our own strength, but that God Himself wants to help us not give up. He wants to provide us with that endurance. He wants to see us overcome. And He will help us if we ask. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.